Welcome to the UAW Local 1050 podcast. Today we have John Kordeleski, the skilled trade chairman, to give us a little info about the going-ons of today. Welcome aboard, John.
How are we doing, Ty?
Not bad.
Okay. Hey, as Ty said, we had some going-ons this morning. We held an informational picket outside of Howmet at gates 2, 5, and 6. With the laid-off employees, the apprentices, and the skilled trades from X and Y plant. The reason for this picket was the company's belief that they could contract out our maintenance day-to-day work while we had maintenance employees on layoff. We have contractual language prohibiting this, and that all trades that are laid off would be recalled immediately if they were to contract out any of our work. On Wednesday, the company failed to notify the union contractors would be working on the 35,000-ton press. That morning, my brother contacted me about what was happening, and I immediately called Scott Wade, but he became a little upset with my tone of voice, I guess, and he hung up on me. I then asked our president, Don Moen, for Leslie's number, and I called Leslie Suffredini and left a message asking why the contractors were doing our work at the 35. And as of this airing, I have yet to receive any call back from her surrounding that. So I figured what better way to get an answer than to have an informational picket with the laid-off trades that are being affected by the company's violations. Well, evidently it caught somebody's eyes because Tom Holbert was calling our president. Jeff Allen was expressing concerns that at both the gates in front of Building 53 with our picketing members. And the Cuyahoga Heights police chief even stopped by and wanted to know what was going on so that when the mayor began calling him, he wanted to have an answer for him. Well, with all that, I believe that we made our point and we were heard. Contractors have been removed from the lot. And we also heard 6 grievances today to recall our trade employees and to make them whole for the violations that the company is doing. So we have language that has a time frame for the company to answer on that, and we're waiting on that. But we're not going to sit around idle and let the company is in violation of our contract. And we're going to continue to fight. And we're going to continue to fight for all. So with that, I want to tell you in solidarity, this is John Kordeleski, your skilled trades chairman. Thanks, Ty. Appreciate it, brother.
You're welcome, John. And that concludes today's podcast. Everyone have a safe day.